Vedanta traces the pleasure motive in man to his metaphysical root. Bliss, the ultimate fact or existence from which the man is essentially not different, the Upanishad teaches. That which is known as a self-creator is verily the source of joy. For one becomes happy by coming in contact with that source of joy. Who indeed will inhale and who will exhale if this bliss be not there in the supreme space within the heart? This one indeed, people. Certainly all beings here are indeed born from bliss. Having been born, they remain alive by bliss. And on departing, they enter into bliss. The very root of man's existence being bliss, it is but natural that he should instinctively seek to feel identified with it. But when he is ignorant and is identified with body and mind, he seeks it ignorantly in the body and mind and not where it is in the spirit. This wrong seeking of bliss in a wrong place gives rise to our pleasure motive and its resultant bondage. As we have said before, bliss is not pleasure. It is beyond pleasure and pain, which can never be separated on the physical and mental plane. It is man's essential nature that urges him to seek bliss, and after much striving and fitful seeking of it, on the material and mental planes, in the limited, man ultimately discovers it within his very self, the Atma, which is unlimited, being identical with the Supreme Spirit. He then realizes the truth of this teaching of the Upanishad. In the infinite alone is bliss. There is no bliss in the finite. To come to know this fact, man must learn at one stage that bliss is different from pleasure and pain, and that to attain it, he must control his mind and give his pleasure motive a higher direction. Thank you.